gore horrors, you are listening to Evil Strange, a comedy-style podcast discussing true crime, the paranormal, and anything evil and strange in our world. We do discuss topics that could be triggering, disturbing, gory, and sometimes a little scary even. And due to our politically incorrect potty mouths, listener discretion is advised, so you have been warned. If you'd like to support us, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This helps us out tremendously. And you can also follow and like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you have a story you'd like us to share on our podcast, please email us at evilstrangepodcast@gmail.com. So sit back and join myself, Malicious, and my partner in crime, Strangel, in our evil little world of darkness. Hey, welcome back, kids, to Evil Strange. This is Malicious.
We're back. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
It's Strangel. What's up?
We're still alive.
We are still alive. Woohoo!
And after about 45 minutes of bullshit technical difficulties, we're finally recording this evening.
Yes, we have success. We just had to, you know, change computers and all that other shit. You don't want to be bothered with any of that nonsense. Because I know I'm over it. How about you?
Yeah, I didn't want to listen to you with a stutter all night. So, and I don't think our listeners wanted to hear you.
That's so fucking cool. Yeah, that would have sucked. So, anyway, man, there's been some weird shenanigans going on, huh? Like,
oh my God. Did you see in the news the chick who put Gorilla Glue in her hair?
No, but I've been seeing memes about Gorilla Glue. Is this what's going on? Somebody put shit in their hair?
There is a hair gel, like Gorilla Mocos or so. I don't know. It's something fucking nasty. It's called, I don't even know the name of it. But
Monkey's
the kids,
not.
Yeah, something. The kids have used it before. So she apparently thought it was that and put it in her hair. And Gorilla Glue is, you know, like that's like gnarly glue. So. Yeah, she had to go to the hospital to have it, like, taken out or whatever. I don't know how you take it out of your hair, but she had to go to the ER.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, funny
that's
shit.
That's terrible. Oh, my God. Okay,
but that's I can't make fun of her in any way at all because I totally feel like that's a stupid thing I would do. Even though I don't put shit in my hair, but if I did...
Oh, well, you know, back in the day, like, hey, man, let's do Liberty Spikes, bust out the glue. I could totally see this happening. I could see this happening. Somehow.
Oh, well, we would have purposely put Gorilla Glue in our hair back then, for sure.
Yeah, I meant to
do
that.
Just to get it to spike, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know. I don't do hair gel anymore because, fuck, I don't do shit to my hair. What are you talking about? Okay.
No, so, nothing goes in mine. And then, okay, another funny, not funny, but another crazy thing I just saw in the news, too, was... there was warnings at Carlsbad Beach for a great white shark sighting recently. Like this
weekend. Again?
Yeah, just on yesterday, right. I think it was.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
Well, you know, remember last year and that kid got bit? Was it in Carlsbad that he got bit?
I don't remember
that young kid. And yeah, got him pretty good. But he was just like, I'm going right back out there. I'm like, oh, you're crazy. I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, that's why I don't swim in the ocean. There's too many unknown craziness. I can't see through that water. I ain't fucking going in it. Sorry.
Okay, let that be known, folks. Melanie's phobias. She hates rats, and she does not like dark water.
No, I do not like dark water at all.
Actually, you don't seem to be much of a water person anyways, because like you don't really like swim and stuff. And
I think it just all boils down to I don't like being in a bathing suit, period.
So that's a good excuse.
I just avoid, like, even if I'm just hanging, I don't know, I just would rather not.
I know, like, I've invited you over to my pool, like, a million times, and you're like,
I know. I'm like, whatever, I'll just sit here and watch on the side.
Right, yeah.
It's funny because after I had the kids, and I was, like, the biggest I had ever been,
I didn't give a flying fuck. I was like, fuck everybody. I don't care if my fat ass is in a bathing suit. But now I'm like, now I'm all skinny again. I'm like, no bathing suit.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the fat fuck now and I don't give a shit. But actually I do. I'm going to start a diet, but that's for other reasons. Just to like, cause, hello, COVID 40 pounds. What the fuck? So I'm going to chill on my fattening stuff.
Yeah. I only was home for 2 months from COVID, you know, being laid off work and stuff. And I gained like 10 or 15 pounds in those 2 months. So of course I've lost it already now, but
yeah,
it's been
running around all over the place.
Yeah. I've been back to work for 6 months now. So I dropped it again. And stress yeah. Stress is a great weight dropper. You should try it sometime.
It sure is. Yeah. No, I've been there, done it. Remember how fucking skinny I was growing up? I'm sure plenty of our listeners can remember. They probably still picture me like that. Like being a skinny little thing. And now I'm all, nope, I'm like actually, yeah, I'm pushing like 180 right now. So like, but I wear it well. I'm going to say that for myself. Like, but yep. I do look about 6 months pregnant. So there's that.
I think you're exaggerating just a little bit, but that's okay.
Oh, you should see me before I have to take a shit. Then it really looks like I'm pregnant. Anyways. Oh, God. Hello, TMI.
What's up, everybody? So anyways, our story today.
This is how we talk to each other. This is why we created this podcast, because we're fucking nutballs when we talk to each other. Just saying.
Well, you know, we've known each other for what, 35 years? So, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
About that. Yeah, since we were like 14, 15, huh?
Yep.
So. Yep. Oh, I had a birthday the other day. So
that's
old.
Right. Woo! Like your 25th, right? Didn't you just turn 25 again?
Oh, no, I turned 21 with 30 years of experience. Thank you very much.
Oh, there you go. Hey, wouldn't that be nice, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. I got carded twice in one day on my actual birthday and was like blowing people away. They were like, no way. Are you 51? You fucking
yeah,
look
that's
amazing.
Because, hey, you know what? Don't get excited. You just had lunch with like a 20-year-old. That's probably why. Is that when
no,
you got carded?
Actually, well, that's the funny thing. When we went to lunch, she was buying my lunch, and it's one of those places where you go up to the window to order the stuff.
Uh-huh.
And so she was like, oh, they won't let me get your drink unless they see your ID. And so I like handed it to her. She handled it all. And yeah. So she's like, hey, check it out. You just got carded, you know, and she's in her 40s too. So like, you know, it was kind of funny. But then, and then when I went to the grocery store, I was buying some alcohol and, the girl was like, oh my God, your hair looks so cool. Nuh-uh, I know. Right. Like every time I go to the store, that's what I do. But she was like, hey, or she's like, your hair looks so cool, because I just got my hair like colored and stuff. And so it's like purple and silver and gray. Oh, you haven't even seen it yet. I got to send you a picture. But
yeah, what the fuck?
And she's like, oh, God, it looks badass. And this girl, she's got pink hair and like tattoos on her face and nose pierced and like her septum pierced and stuff. She's super cute. And she's like, what's your date of birth, hun? And I was like, today, 1970. And she's all, oh my God. And breaks out into serenading me with happy birthday in the middle of at the checkout at the grocery store, which was like so great. It was hilarious. So then we're like cracking up. And then when she was like, I was like, yeah, I'm 21 with 30 years of experience. I said that little line to her and she was like, shut up. And then I'm like, yeah, no, look. And I show her my ID cause I thought she wanted it. And she grabs my ID and she goes, dude, my mom is 51 and you look way better than her. She's like, don't tell her though. So I really hope that girl's mom isn't listening right now so she doesn't hear that. But yeah, I was like, and I'm all, well, thank you. It was pretty funny.
But, I do trip out sometimes like coworkers and stuff and then you find out how old they are and you're like, oh, I'm older than them. And I would like totally consider some of these people as like my elders, but I'm older than them. I'm like,
well,
oh,
I've got a big
okay.
slice of humble pie of like just how fucking old I am this week too, because I started my classes and I'm pretty sure I'm either the same age or I am older than my instructors and all of the students that they are all fresh out of high school, which just freaks me out. Cause I'm like, what? I mean, even my own kids are out of high school. So I'm like, I'm in this one class and they're like, tell me about what kind of music you like to listen to. Like, how does, you know, what's your, like, and having them post a song. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I really like this song by K-pop. And I'm like, what? Like, oh, shit.
Like, so who the fuck is K-pop? I don't even know who the fuck K-pop is.
It's like Korean boy band shit, you know? And I guess it's super popular. But it's not even in English. And we're taking like a rock and roll class, like history of rock and roll, which I'm like, I am so going to ace this course because I lived through all this shit, first of all. But second of all, like, I'm like, nobody mentioned any like the most classic thing that anybody mentioned was Metallica. And, what's Soundgarden, you know, that was like but I was like, okay, I'm going to teach you guys about David Bowie.
So, right. Have you ever heard of MC5 motherfuckers? Like,
right. So my thing was, let me just play you a little ditty here. And I'm going to tell you like what it says to me, because that was the whole point of the exercise.
And I'm sorry if college students, if they're listening to shit that's called like K-pop, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared of our future.
Well, you know, and a lot of diversity in these classes. A lot of these kids are immigrants and stuff too, you know, so like they're from all over the place. But
That's understandable then. Yeah, I get that.
So we have a huge like... But they're all, you know, like that's what's popular with these kids right now. That's what they're listening to. And then if they do get into stuff, they're like, oh yeah, I like new rap artists and stuff like that. And so I'm like, oh yeah, check me out over here. I'm like old school, like, you know, so, you know, it's
right. All of our favorite bands are like dying and shit now. So.
Oh yes, I know. I actually, that was my David Bowie thing. I'm like, I still mourn his loss every day.
But I'm so grateful that I got to see him live in concert. It was so fucking,
I know. Don't
rad.
Rub it in, bitch. That's the one guy I wanted to see. I never did. I really wish I could.
We went up to LA to see him and it was worth every mile that we drove.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, my computer's wigging out. Oh, there we go. I was like, I'm losing our story. My computer's true.
Oh, God, that would suck. But you saw him at Us Fest, right? Or did you see him on his own?
Us Festival?
You didn't go to Us Fest.
I was like 11 or 12. I didn't go to Us Festival, no. Unfortunately, right. I wasn't cool enough yet at that point to go to Us Festival. I wish that was like Shout at the Devil Motley Crue. That would have been like the most badass moment of my life. But
right?
No, did not make it to that.
Yeah. I know, but I was
even
like,
though I'm pretty
told
sure
me when you saw him.
Even though I'm pretty sure that Vince Neil wouldn't have been able to hold a tune back then, even, but that's okay.
He still can't. But
no, that's what I mean. Yeah, I don't think he ever could hold a tune live. So that, yeah, whatever.
Right. Yeah, but they're damn fun to watch. We do love some Motley Crue, don't we?
I do love my crew, my old crew, anyways.
Yeah, right. I know.
I me some Tommy and Nikki, that's for sure.
For sure. I know. Have you heard Tommy's new stuff?
His newest stuff? I have not, no.
Yeah. It's so different. It's not something you would totally expect, that you would ever expect from him. And it's a collaborative of all these other artists, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, he has a very...
But some of it...
Go ahead.
Oh yeah, he loves that guy. He's just all about the beats and the music and stuff. He's rad, you know. So
yeah, he loves like dance beats and stuff. Like he's really into that shit for sure. So he has a very broad musical spectrum, so to speak, you know.
Yeah, so he has this one chick rapper on there, and she's from South Africa, and she's got the coolest voice and the coolest look too. The video and stuff, she's really cool. Post Malone is on there. I think he's got like Machine Gun Kelly. But he's got all these different artists that have collaborated on there with him, and it's just it's rad. I like it. So
see, that would be fun to just be some rich ass rock star, and you could just get together with any musicians you know, like whatever. Let's just make some shit up here, guys.
Right?
Like, I think that's
hey,
cool.
Let's go jam for a minute. Yeah, let's get you know. I know. Well, you don't even have to be a rich rock star to do that. Just do it. Remember, we used to do that back in the day. Once upon a time.
Well, we didn't do it, but we would go watch everybody else do it.
Well, we were the groupies that watched it. Yeah. Something's never changed. Yes. Okay. So that was us back then. Speaking of those kinds of days, we've got a story to tell, don't we?
We do. We're going to get to it now.
A young college student. And, you know, this one's trippy.
It is a little trippy. Her name is Christine Walters.
Yeah.
She has disappeared. So we're going to discuss her story here. She is from Deerfield, Wisconsin. In 2008, she was a junior at the University of Wisconsin studying botany. So she was no dummy.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah.
She was 23 years old. I don't think I said that yet. For summer break of the summer of 2008, she decided to take a little time off and go visit some friends in Portland, Oregon. And she was just going to stay the summer and then return back to school in the fall. But apparently,
I bet nobody ever told her the story of don't ever go to a second location with a hippie because you'll never make it out.
No kidding.
Right.
So she decided to stay longer than just the summer because she fell in love with the whole, you know, Northwest coast, which I don't blame her because it's fucking gorgeous up there. Absolutely gorgeous. Portland's awesome. Been. Northern California is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I've never been up to like Oregon and Washington. I have friends that live up there and I would love to go out, and I hear Portland is amazing in so many different ways.
I went to Portland years ago, probably about 15 or 20 years ago. Fuck, it was before Smith was born, so it was a long time ago. And he's 16, so yeah, it's been a minute. But Portland was a very cool little city, I thought. I really liked it.
Yeah.
And we stayed outside of Portland in, I believe, Scappoose is what it's called. Like an hour or two, maybe Scappoose? Outside. Yes. About an hour or two outside of Oregon, I think. So it was out in the mountain. Like it was gorgeous where we stayed with a friend, but the city was really cool. It's like it's not like a big crazy city, you know, like LA or New York or anything. It was way more tame than that. Very homey feeling. Like it was cool. I liked it.
Nice. Yeah. I wouldn't mind checking that out. We should road trip.
Road trip.
Hey, anybody got any like haunted stories for us up there that we can go check out? Let's do it.
Hell yeah. We'll get in the car and just stop at every haunted hotel and place we can find on our journey. That's
amen, sister. You know what? Let's do it.
It's going to be, we're either going to do it sometime this year or next year. That's our goal. By 2022, we're doing this.
Well, we were actually supposed to be doing it right about, in the next month or so, but because of COVID, we can't. But, yeah, we were planning a road trip to go to my home state, New Mexico, or one of my home states, I should say, and go out there and go check out, some haunted stuff out there. And we had a friend that was going to go along with us that was going to attend a crime writers seminar. So we're going to kill two birds with one stone. And then you guys are both into the haunted hotel. Like she goes looking for ghosts and shit. She purposely stays in like haunted places and she has all the equipment and stuff. Like,
I won't do that solo because I'm a big,
chicken. She does it solo. She's a badass. Yeah,
I don't know if I could do that because I am a little bit of a chicken when it comes to that shit. As much as I love talking about it and watching movies, and I'm like, yeah, put me in a real situation and I turn into a little fucking
little bitch. No, yeah, she pretty much purposely went and stayed in that clown motel. You know that?
Yeah,
that
fuck,
one.
Fuck that place
by herself. Like, by her fucking self. I was like, you're so crazy. Well, she's a writer too. So she likes to go and like isolate and like just get into the groove and do her thing. But I'm like,
I totally get that because I love writing too. Like I could totally see wanting to do that. And I don't know, I might be able to build up the courage to do it, but I'd have my bags packed ready to run at any moment though, I think.
Right. I know. I was like, you're nuts, chick. And she's like, yeah, nothing fucking happened. I was like, but she has picked up stuff at other ones and she's actually like shared it online and stuff. And it's pretty cool to like watch her little adventures. So that would have been a fun road trip. And I still hope that we can plan it. Cause I want to go back to New Mexico. because I miss my peeps and my food. So
yeah, we'll definitely definitely do that.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. Okay, back to Christine Walters. So oh, yeah, as you said, she left Wisconsin for the summer to go stay with friends in Oregon. Loved it so much, decided to stay longer. So that's where we're at.
Okay. So, I bet her parents were pissed that she decided to stay longer.
I don't think they really, I don't know. I didn't read anything that they really minded too much, but she did keep in regular contact with them the whole time she was gone. Well, I shouldn't say the whole time she was gone. She kept in contact with them throughout the summer, it sounded like, but towards the end of the summer, she decided to go to California to visit some friends in Eureka. So apparently after she ventured into California is when she kind of started not contacting her mom and dad as much.
Yeah, that's why those Wisconsin peeps probably don't like us Californians very much, because fucking we're weirdos compared to them, you know? Like, they're probably,
right?
We're all, California's scary. Yeah, so, and
Eureka, you know, I was going to say,
way up there.
And that didn't used to be a scary spot so much years ago. I mean, my brothers went to college at Humboldt, and we used to go up and visit them all the time. I loved that, like in Arcata. I loved it up there. It was gorgeous. Yeah. We had so much fun. But I hear now it's not as great as it once was, maybe, or not as safe as it used to be.
Yeah.
I don't know. So anyway, she went to Eureka. Around that same time, she seemed to become very interested in spirituality, alternative lifestyles, environmental causes, things like that.
She became a hippie.
Yeah, pretty much. A little tree hugger. So, and that's when her phone calls to home became less frequent. And then when she would call, she'd ask for money because she wasn't working or anything, you know, consistently, it sounded like during this time too. So, and I guess her dad did end up sending her $1,000, but apparently that was just left in her bank account untouched. So he sent it to her, but she never used it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A kid that age. Yeah. And calling and asking for the money, usually, I mean, there's a need for it. So,
And the only thing I'm thinking is maybe it was right prior to her going missing, possibly he sent it. I don't know. I don't know what that reason was, you know. So, on that note, on the morning of November 12th, 2008, Christine ended up on a couple's doorstep in Arcata, which Arcata is what I just mentioned a minute ago. That's, up right where Humboldt State University is. It's where my brothers went to school. So she ended up on these people's doorstep. Okay, so this is crazy. She was naked. She was covered in scratches, and she was bleeding.
Oh, shit. Could you imagine opening up your door and finding that? I would fucking lose my shit.
Yeah. So I heard two different stories. I heard that help was called, and the police took her to the hospital, but then I also read that the couple took her to the hospital. So whichever it was, she ended up getting help and being taken to St. Joseph's Hospital up there. And she seemed really scared. And she was saying that someone was after her.
Yeah.
But beyond that, she wasn't giving any details at all as to what actually happened to her.
That's
so I guess,
wild.
Yeah. And they tested her for drugs, and she tested negative for any kind of, you know, drugs in her system or whatever. You know, maybe she just took some bad acid and had a bad trip, but apparently not. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I wonder what she was, I mean, there are a few drugs that they're not going to show up in like a blood or urine test, right? Acid is one of them.
That's what I was thinking too. So, you know, they say when they drug test them, but I wonder what the extents, you know, how many different drugs are they actually testing for?
Yeah, true. But I mean, she's up there in Humboldt, you know, she's probably smoking some ganja up there, some, you know, so. But who cares
eat
about
mushrooms,
that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, there you go, girl. Woohoo. So, okay, so then she's in the hospital and, like.
Yeah, and they.
But she was cool?
Well, since she tested negative and all that, like, they didn't have any reason really to detain her after they, you know, like, checked her out or whatever. So they let her go.
Mm-hmm.
So then apparently they took her to a Red Lion Hotel. And from there, she had made arrangements to actually fly home. So she had talked to her parents and, you know, discussed flying back home.
Good.
So, but she had to wait for, she was waiting for a copy of her documents. Her mom had to fax her her documents because she had lost her ID. So she couldn't fly home without her identification. So yeah. That was kind of the holdup at this point. Like, her mom was getting her documents to her so she could, you know, get her proper ID to fly home.
Yeah.
So she was actually last seen on November 14th, which was 2 days after she was on the doorstep of this people's house. Yeah. She was seen at the copy center picking up those documents that her mom had sent her. Yeah. And the employee said that she totally was like acting all nervous and paranoid. Like, she was trying to hide the papers so no one would see her information and shit. Like, so she was all fucking sketchy.
Wow. I wonder if some like drug induced, like, you know, kicked in like some paranoid schizophrenic shit. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, yeah. So, yeah. And apparently that's the last time anyone's seen her, was at the, you know, the Kinko's wow. or wherever the fuck she was at getting her shit, you know?
Wow. And that, so that was just, okay. November 14th?
You said?
Yeah. Okay. So a couple days
after. So, and obviously your parents are in Wisconsin. I don't know what the situation is with like friends or whoever the fuck she was hanging with or visiting with or what she was doing, but it was mm-hmm. 3 days later when she was actually reported missing on November 17th. And wow. Her backpack with her money and her ID were actually found after she went missing at some spiritual center in Arcata that she apparently was hanging out at or spending a lot of time at the time.
Huh.
So she was apparently like, I mean, you know, your shit is at a place that you spend a lot of time at, yet you don't even know where it is or you don't remember it's there. So yeah, something's fucked up there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Because I guess she would leave all her shit at this center, and there's like a community forest right there. So she would like go for walks in the forest or whatever, and then just leave all her crap at the spiritual center.
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, it's safe there. Everybody's spiritual, right? So it's gonna be all good, yeah,
right? Yeah, bunch of fucking hippies. It's safe.
Hey, some of those are my peeps. I like me some.
No, I totally agree. I have lots of hippie friends. Like, I'm just talking shit.
I know. You are a hippie, Melanie. What are you saying? <I'm just kidding. laughs> Oh my God. Okay, but that was found after she wasn't seen. Nobody saw her go to the spiritual center from the Kinko's or copy center.
No,
or whatever.
I guess not. I guess the copy place or whatever, wherever she picked up all that shit at, was like the last place she was seen by anybody, apparently.
Yeah. Wow.
So the family actually hired a private investigator, and he found out that Christine was part of a tea ceremony. I guess shortly before she was found all bloody on the doorstep and taken to the hospital, you know.
What was in that tea? Shit.
So it's a drink called what? I can't say it. What's the word?
Ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. See, like, yeah. I look at that word and I'm all, hey, hoi, hoi, hi, hi, hi. If I yes, hear it, I'm good. I look at the word and I get all fucked up. So
it's A-Y-A-I-A, and then it looks Huska. Like Huasca. Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
And I think actually that might be the way to say it, ayahuasca. Yeah. So, but it's, yeah. And it's actually, it's pretty popular. I know quite a few people that have done it, and they found it to be really an amazing experience for them. So
I suppose if it has the right combination, because it's a mixture of something called harmine. I'm not really sure what that is, but it's illegal in the United States, whatever it is. Do you know anything
There's
about that?
There's a big shocker. Free country around here. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't actually. I've never even heard of harmine before. So.
So it has that and DMT. So, okay. And we already know DMT is a controlled substance, or at least, you know, it's considered to be a controlled substance around here. So.
What is DMT though? What is that? I have MDMA stuck in my head thinking it's like ecstasy, but no. Well, maybe it's kind of like ecstasy. Who knows?
Yeah, I think it's a little, or maybe a lot more intense than MDMA.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have heard that ayahuasca is very intense, and it causes, you know, some really incredible hallucinations, and it lasts a long time and stuff. So, and
yeah, it says it lasts up to 10 hours, which is, you know, basically like dropping a hit of acid, right? I mean, that lasts about 10 hours.
About that. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've done that. So I don't know.
But I know.
Yes. Yeah. So that's okay. So that's, she was in this tea ceremony. Was that at the spiritual center? No, I don't know.
I have no idea. Naked in the forest. I don't fucking know where that was. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently though, she did, God damn it. She did do that shortly before, you know, she disappeared. So assuming maybe that had something to do with her psyche and her going, you know, feeling paranoid, because I guess it is supposed to, it's been known to cause episodes of depression or mania. So
wow,
maybe that's,
and
what,
you know, I know people that they actually use it to like overcome depression and mania and stuff. So that's wild. So here she was, a totally normal girl, probably didn't have any issues going on at all. And then did this stuff. And then like, it sent her into that, you know, that's crazy.
Do you remember, and I'm not going to mention any names, but do you remember our friend who was dropped acid, yes, and was caught, yes, running naked on the 78 freeway?
You don't even have to, the story, yes.
So, you know, we know weird shit can happen to normal people.
Right. You didn't even, yeah, have to tell the story. And I was all like, I already know what you're going to say.
You're like, yeah, yes, I know what you're saying.
Yes, we had a friend that had a bad trip and decided to go for a jog alongside the freeway, butt naked. Like, when he used,
yep,
to,
yeah, yep, yeah, yep,
yeah. And apparently, oh, it was really scary. So, I mean, I'm glad he's okay. At least I hope he's, we've all lost touch with him lately, you know, but
right, we haven't talked to him in 100 years, but yeah.
Yeah. But know, I do know we've talked to him moment, since that. Yeah, totally. But yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, we've heard. I had some friends that they had a son that was super into the rave scene. Like, mm-hmm, I don't know, after raves were not like a big thing anymore, but he was still, mm-hmm, like, and so he was dropping ecstasy like constantly. And after a while, he just started to like his brain was like stuck on stutter and his body twitching and stuff, like he was permanently like damaged from doing so much of it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
You know, like, yeah. And I was just like, oh, my God. I wonder whatever happened to that kid. Because, I mean, he was like in his young 20s, and this was probably about 20 years ago. So I wonder how he's doing now. But, damn, yeah, he was doing a lot. And it was like everybody was going, oh, shit, he's doing way too much drugs, you know? Like, they could, like, it was very, he wasn't hiding it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Some crazy so, shit. Wow.
Totally.
So I guess, which I laugh too, because here the police say they weren't sure if there was any relation between this whole tea ceremony thing and her disappearance, which I'm like, really? I think,
dude, what is it with the cops? Like they seem to act like they have it all together, but there's so many cases that I, like, we study and stuff. And I'm like, yeah. They, like, totally dropped the ball on that, or they, like, oh, wow, it took you that long to, like, figure that out kind of stuff, you know. Not saying that there's not some excellent police work out there, not all that way, but it seems like.
I know, but we tend to hear all the bad shit because of what we do here, so, like.
Well, and they probably were just, like, they're probably like, yeah, this chick's probably, like, living her best hippie life and doing her thing, and, like, she probably just doesn't want to be found. Like, that's probably their attitude on the thing.
Right, you know what I mean? Which is the attitude of a lot of, you know, some of these missing people. So,
yeah.
Which I know that is a possibility with, you know, obviously it could be a possibility with anything, but
yeah,
I don't know. So her parents said that she had met a group of like-minded spiritualists while visiting the coast. Well, obviously, because if she's hanging out at this fucking center and getting involved in these weird tea ceremonies and shit, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting though, while I was going through all this and researching it, I found a comment by a Reddit user that claims that they know who this Christine chick is. They said they, yeah, lived with her in a squatter situation in Eureka in 2009 for a couple weeks.
That's after she was reported missing.
No, she was reported missing in 2009.
Oh,
right?
I thought it was, no, 2008.
Oh, no, you're November. Right. It was 2008. You're right.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, anyways, this person claims that they know who she was, that she seemed extremely unstable. And it was like not a great situation. It sounded like it was probably, you know, like homeless people in this fucked up building that, you know, and that some dude owned that he was just, just letting all these people hang there. So the guy who ran the building apparently was super possessive over Christine. And he got mad if anyone would talk to her or whatever. So I don't know what that's all about. But this Reddit user claims that she disappeared just as fast as she like arrived there. You know, like she just showed up one day and then 2 weeks later just disappeared without a trace. And nothing was ever mentioned again about her.
That guy killed her. He buried her somewhere. He killed her. That's my theory. Because I'm like, something funky, or he sold her to the highest bidder or something, you know? Sounds fucking weird and creepy. God, I wonder if she's still alive. That's poor girl.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Or she's just like some crazy person living out in the forest right now with all these other crazies, you know?
For all we know, we're probably driving past her every day. She's probably the like crazy looking bag lady that, you know, you see out on the street walking with like no shoes on and... I know. See that a lot. Yeah, I always try to take a look at the homeless women that I see and like see if I ever like know them or any, you know, if I knew them at once upon a time or something, because you just never know. I know it's happened. I've had friends that have told me, ran into my former best friend from growing up and they're homeless, had no teeth, I didn't even recognize them.
So crazy. Sad. Where'd you go, Strangel?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right. Thought I lost you there for a minute. Yeah. I hear you now.
Okay, good.
All right. But yeah, that's it. So she's fucking gone. Like no one knows what happened to her. And here we are, however many years later, 13 years later.
Well, I'm just going to say one thing. I have a history with a person named Christina that is up in that northern area. And she's batshit crazy. And so it's not a good history.
people disappear all the time up there in that area too. Like,
oh yeah. Remember the documentary Murder Mountain about the guy from San Diego that went up there and got killed? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of
weird shit. It's kind of sad. I mean, I know that's, you know, it's always been an area where pot's been grown and, you know, ever since we were kids, you know, oh shit, you get some weed from Humboldt. Yeah, buddy. Mm-hmm. But now it's so, I mean, I don't know now, but within the last 10 years or so, I know it got pretty bad up there.
Yeah. There's,
people trespassing, getting killed, this and that disappearing. Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend that lives up there and they're like, people don't fuck around up here. You know, it's like being in the country. And you don't fuck around up there at all. And you don't cross paths with the wrong people because you will disappear. So that's very much probably what happened to this girl. And I know that there's actually a lot of things in that documentary, that Murder Mountain documentary. There was things about like there's all kinds of missing person signs all over the place in these little communities up there because these hippie kids that are like going up there and they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to go work for a grower and stuff and do this. And then nobody ever sees or hears from them ever again. And that's like, I think part of the reason why they say don't ever go with a hippie to a second location. Cause you know, like that, I think that's like where that comes from, you know,
cause you may not ever hit the third location. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to come back from it. So
yeah.
Wow. Well, this, so that's Christine, if you're out there, you know, like I hope you're safe and I hope you're okay, but you should let people know you're out there, you know, just saying. somebody's still, you know, your parents are wondering what happened to you and they want their $1,000 back out of the account. Or, no, I'm just kidding. Oh man. All right.
So yeah, well, so that's our story for tonight. Yeah.
Woohoo! Cool. So it's been a little bit. We've been a little busy, but we're back, and we're gonna try to do some more things more frequently. I know we keep saying,
I'm really gonna make an effort to try and get this shit done once a week. We've been Right. It has been a little nutso around our lives lately, but whatever. It's always fucking nutso, so I just got to make some time and get it done.
Yeah. We'll get it handled.
All right.
And I hear we may have to have some guests on soon, and you know we're gonna have to like clean up the office.
Yes.
So we're gonna need
Jessica, if you're listening right now, honey, I swear we have not forgotten about you. I'm just a big fucking lagger. But she's got a really fucking cool story, and I am very excited to have her on. So hopefully we'll get that taken care of soon. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anyone out there has any good shit to share with us, we want to hear any good ghost stories. If you know anyone that's missing and you want us to help get the word out, we'll do that. You just have some crazy fucking true crime story that you think it's fun to share, we'll do that. Whatever you want.
Yeah, come on, because we can do this and we can make it fun, and we can also make it serious too at points, and as you can tell. And then also, hey guys, we have stickers, and you know, let us know if you want any, and we will be happy to mail you one or two.
Absolutely. Right? You guys, you know, we get some listeners involved on our Facebook and Instagram, get some top fans going. We'll send you some stickers.
Yeah, help us get our word out there. You know, we can only do so much on our own, so help us out.
Yeah.
All right.
Leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcast. You know, leave us some good reviews. Share us with your friends.
Please do. Please. I'll bake you a cake. Just kidding.
I'll bake you a virtual cake.
Yeah, there we go. I'll make it a cupcake.
All right, bitches. Anyway. I guess that's it for tonight.
Yep. Peace out. Yo, have a good one, peeps.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. Take care.